Welcome to the 618 Now, a production of the Chamber of Commerce and the O'Fallon Weekly, where we give you a snapshot of what's happening right now in O'Fallon and Shiloh. So Jessica, what's going on this week?
There has been an unusual amount of activity in the skies recently. Nick, have you noticed that?
I want to believe.
I just can't with you. So flight instructors with the United States Air Force stationed at Scott Air Force Base are training the Qatar Air Force on a brand new fighter jet, the Qatar Advanced Eagle.
Ooh.
Boeing was awarded the $6.2 billion contract to deliver 36 of these F-15 QA fighter jets, and they were made right here in St. Louis. They are the most advanced version of the F-15 and were built specifically for the Qatar Air Force.
Very cool.
And it can fly faster and longer and carry more payloads than anybody before. I'm going to pretend I know what that means.
Okay.
The F-15 QA has a terrain-following radar that allows the pilot to fly at very low altitude following cues displayed on a heads-up display. So here's a side note. We have some of the most advanced planes in the world, the United States does, including the B-2 stealth bomber, which is entirely undetectable to radar.
USA! USA!
But inside the plane, Nick, it's legit 1980s graphic technology. The screens are pixelated and they look really outdated.
I don't think you're supposed to tell people.
But you know
that.
What? Well, I haven't seen it lit up. I asked the guy.
Don't give our enemies any information.
I don't think they're going to do anything with
loose 1980s. Loose lips sink ships, Jessica.
But you know what? It more than does its job. So to hear that this new fighter jet is digitally advanced sort of better aligns with the plane's actual capabilities. So there's that.
Okay.
Training has been happening out of Scott Air Force Base for the last 6 months, and it'll take about a year total to get all of the pilots trained. And during that time, they will fly over 1,000 sorties. And it sounds like with each flight, they'll perform multiple instrument approaches before actually landing. So that's going to get them some good training. So if you notice fighter jets in the skies above Southern Illinois, just know that you're among the first in the world to see these planes.
Very cool. Well, do you have any community updates for us?
I sure do. I want to start with a big congratulations to Captain Kirk Bruggeman of the O'Fallon Police Department. He has been named as the next Director of Public Safety and Chief of Police.
Heck yeah.
Captain Bruggeman has been with the city since 1999 and was promoted to captain, which is the second in charge, back in 2016. And Nick, the Weekly did a really nice job highlighting his accomplishments and community involvement in this week's edition. So listeners, if you haven't heard that, you want to check that out.
Yes, check that out.
I'm also thankful that we have a solid pipeline of leaders and that they're willing to take on the challenges of leadership. So best wishes to the captain as he transitions into this new role for the city. And Captain Bruggeman, thank you so much for giving your time and talents in service to our residents.
Definitely. Thank you, Kirk.
Do you remember a few weeks ago, Nick, we promoted the VFW's 0.1K race?
I do remember.
It raised over $20,000.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
Wow.
They had over 400 registered participants, and despite the rain, the community really came out and helped them raise some serious dollars for veterans and their families. And I like seeing that, so good job to everybody who made that happen.
Big kudos.
All right, Nick, the Vine Street Market is done. The market drew an estimated 12,000 visitors over the 24-week season, which averages out to about 500 people a week.
That's impressive.
It is, and that is more than double what we saw during COVID season last year. And the last 3 weeks of the season were the largest, so the market really went out on a high note.
Well, good.
There is a winter market scheduled for Saturday, December 11th from 3:30 until 7:30 p.m. And based on how many vendor applications they received, this might be the biggest market yet. And it's shaping up to be a fun night in the downtown district. So there will be this winter market, and then many stores are going to have extended hours that night, and then they'll have horse-drawn carriages up and down First Street.
Ooh, cool.
Yeah, and heads up, if you want one of those, you must have a reservation for the carriage rides, and they sell out every year. And even though they've added a second carriage this year, the reservations are already almost gone. So you want to be on the lookout for them if you're even remotely interested and get those secured.
Definitely.
Boy, this sounds like a really hodgepodge episode. Usually we've got a theme, but
so far,
not
yeah,
this time.
You're all over the place.
Report cards come out in the next week or two for students. And along those lines, in-person tutoring is available at the O'Fallon Public Library. The 30-minute sessions are free and are for students in grades K through 8. And you can reserve the spots online or call the library to schedule. And you can reserve those up to 4 weeks in advance.
Cool.
And they've got tutors in all kinds of subjects. So I'm going to put a link to that in the show notes. It is free tutoring. The funds are provided by AmeriCorps and administered through Southern Illinois University at Edwardsville. And I think it's a great partnership. And I'm just glad that we have access to quality tutoring at no cost for our community.
Definitely. It's a huge advantage.
So another sort of random, but heads up, this is an extremely busy weekend at the Family Sports Park. There are both baseball and soccer tournaments happening. And there will be thousands of visitors. So with Vineta Drive, you know, it's closed off up there.
Yeah,
traffic
definitely.
Around the sports park is going to be really hectic. So avoid that area if you can.
Okay. That's a good piece of information for everyone to know. So what's on the calendar for this week?
Today is Friday, October 22nd, and tonight is Tip a Cop at Texas Roadhouse in support of Special Olympics. That's happening from 4 until 10 p.m., and it is the final Special Olympics fundraiser of the year. So come on out and support them.
Definitely.
Speaking of the police, tomorrow, Saturday, October 23rd, is the National DEA Drug Take Back Day, and they will have a collection site set up at the police station on Seven Hills Road, which is across from the YMCA, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. They will accept your unused and unwanted medications for safe disposal, and it helps keep the medications out of our water supply, and it keeps dangerous medications from, you know, falling into the wrong hands.
Yep, yep.
I do want to note that they cannot accept any needles, inhalers, or liquids.
But they do normal drug take-backs on a regular basis. Yeah. So if you check with the police, they can tell you when those are.
True.
And I don't know about whether or not they take the needles and all that at
they
those times.
Nope, they don't.
But if you miss this drug take-back, you can always hit another one.
I think
one
they're usually
there.
The second Saturday of the month.
Okay.
Yep. And then there is so much to do tomorrow, and I'm going to have links to all of this in the show notes. From 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. is the Treasures in the Park Craft Fair in Shiloh. Breakfast is served starting at 8 a.m. and the craft fair begins at 9. Also tomorrow, it's the Downtown Dog Days in the Downtown District from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. This is a really fun event for families with dogs. They'll have a microchip clinic, an agility course, pop-up obedience classes, a costume contest, and then several downtown establishments will have dog-themed drink specials, but those are for the humans.
Okay.
Not for the doggos. The Humane Society will be there washing dogs for a $25 donation, so you want to check that out. Now, Nick, my family doesn't currently own a dog. We did lose Cooper a couple Christmases ago, but we are dog-sitting for a friend's dog, so I think Stan and I are going to check it out this weekend.
There you go.
Then beginning at 3 p.m., it's Trunk or Treat at the McKendree Recplex. They will have bounce houses, concessions, including a food truck, reptiles, face painting, and a whole lot more. Starting on Thursday, October 28th, it's the library's big book sale hosted by the Friends of the Library. You can shop for books, DVDs, CDs, and a whole lot more. New items will be put out all day, every day of the sale, and the proceeds benefit the library.
Very cool.
And then next weekend is Halloween weekend, so we're going to cover these events in more detail in next week's episode, but here's a quick rundown. Saturday day is the Rotary Halloween Parade. This is a really well-attended event, and I think they usually have over 1,000 people. The costumes, people really get into that. They're pretty incredible. And then there's trick-or-treating at the downtown businesses after that. Saturday afternoon is trunk-or-treating at Sarah Honda. That'll be from 1 until 4. And then Saturday night is a Halloween hunt in the downtown district from 5 until 8 p.m. Teams of 10 can register and bar hop while solving riddles and puzzles throughout the night. And then Halloween itself is Sunday, October 31st from 6 until 9 p.m. within the city. And the O'Fallon Fire Department will also be at Station 1 on East Washington during Halloween hours to hand out candy and greet trick-or-treaters. So lots of opportunities to collect those Reese's Peanut Butter Cups and Twix, which are my favorite.
There you go.
Nick, what are yours?
Oh, it really all depends on the situation. Yeah, you got... Are you traveling? Are you at home? Do you want something chocolate? Do you want something bite-sized?
Oh, wow.
Are you looking for gummy? Are you looking for fruit? What exactly are you looking for? I default to probably Kit Kat or Caramello. However, the new brownie batter M&Ms are really good.
Oh, wow. That was a much more involved analysis than I was expecting, to be real honest.
Then there's sometimes just gummy bears. You just like gummy bears.
I do. I like cold gummy bears. Put them in the fridge.
See, that's just...
Not your thing.
Know. That's not my thing. That's not my thing. Well, on that note, I've got to run. I'm going to go head to the gas station and pick up some candy.
Thanks, Nick. It's always a pleasure.
Take care. This podcast is a production of the O'Fallon Shiloh Chamber of Commerce. We're a nonprofit with over 600 members, and together we welcome, unite, and promote business. Remember, you can't buy happiness, but you can buy local, and that's sort of the same thing.